Mood. Texans take a lot of pride in their Tex-Mex, and so do my friends at Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina. That's just part of the reason that Vaquero's is the best Tex-Mex experience in Central Texas. Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina is in the Steiner Ranch Steakhouse family, so imagine the exquisite cuisine and impeccable standards of Steiner Ranch Steakhouse with a Tex-Mex twist. Get your Tex-Mex fix for lunch or for dinner with Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina. Vaquero's has something for everyone. That's why they've expanded their menu to include some of your seafood favorites, and you can check out their new revamped menu at vaquero'scafe.com. To place your takeout order, give them a call at 512-382-7899, and you can even enjoy their happy hour from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Remember, any day or time is a good time to get in a Tex-Mex state of mind with Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina, the best Tex-Mex in the ATX.
Buying on referrals from others is best. We've built our company on referrals from our great customers. Hi, this is Terry from Weedman Lawn Care. We have local ownership and on-staff turf management PhD and include chinch bug, grub, and nutgrass control in our basic service. Most competitors charge extra. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. More importantly, here's what customers say about us. Ed M. of Pflugerville wrote, Weedman is the third and by far the best service for yard care we have had. Our lawn looks great and the crew is courteous and knowledgeable. Thanks, Ed. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free, no obligation quote. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Valerie K. of Leander, who called us and actually said, this is Valerie, and I just called to say, I love you. You do a great job and everyone I come in contact with is so nice and helpful. Go to WeedmanUSA.com. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services. Attention past and present semiconductor and microelectronic workers. If you worked at a Motorola or another semiconductor plant, your children may be entitled to compensation. Birth defects have been linked to toxic chemicals and solvents used in semiconductor and computer chip cleanrooms. So if you were working at Motorola or any other semiconductor plant, and your child was born with skeletal, organ, or limb deformities, blindness, cerebral palsy, genetic damage, or other problems, they could be entitled to compensation. Call the law office of Gallagher, DeRobertis & Waxman at 1-844-99-TOXIC. If you are a current or former semiconductor and microelectronics worker, and your child is suffering from birth defects, call 1-844-99-TOXIC. This is a paid advertisement for legal services by Gallagher, DeRobertis, and Waxman, with offices located in Texas, Hawaii, California.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This hour brought to you by Bryant AC and Electric, Austin's award-winning electrical and air conditioning service company. Family-owned and operated since 1982. BryantACService.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaquero's Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaquero's now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquero'scafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
It is a Friday on B&E, and we're glad you're starting it with us. However you're finding us, however you find us on the daily, we make it easy, give you a lot of options. Stream us on our Horn app, hornfm.com. You can watch us on our Twitch channel now. You can listen, of course, on the radio on 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. But however you find us, we appreciate you being there. Get you into your weekend. It's a Bud Light fun weekend. It includes Austin FC soccer. About this, Texas. Listen to the football coach breaking down the soccer. Nice work, Buck. Doing your homework.
I'm excited. I
know you are.
Yeah, BK and I are going to do a podcast together on soccer after these games. So we're excited about doing. I'm excited about doing. My son's going to join us. You know, he played in MLS for 3 years. He'll understand, help us understand the game a little bit better, and it'll be fun.
Absolutely excited to hear that. It's a pro team. I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, as Matthew McConaughey, who's a part owner of that team, has said, you know, for the first time, Austin actually has a team to root for as a city. You know, Longhorns are a...
And I love city hate, because that Columbus team, this is going to be some city
hate.
They're going to be Dallas hate. What am I talking about? San Antonio?
As someone who grew up in a big city with, you know, the Houston sports teams, and I know BK in Dallas. I mean, you just grow up with your city's team, and it's, as Big Poppy would say, this is our city, right?
Yeah,
I
man.
Mean, come on, man. I mean, Longhorns, I mean, everybody roots for the Longhorns all over
absolutely.
The state of Texas, all over the world. That's a huge brand. But the city of Austin has not had a team to root for the city of Austin as it grows, and this is the first.
Well,
what I think is going to be many. And this isn't the last pro team to come online in Austin, Texas.
I just think there's
in our lifetimes
the growth of soccer for soccer, the youth leagues here. Because, I mean, I've been around all the youth leagues and the Capitals and the Lone Stars and when my kids were playing in it. And just to see these ballparks just fill with soccer players and kids. And plus, it's not that you got to get crazy about soccer. It's the fact that soccer really leads to some really good little football players because everybody can get out there and run around. It's really good for kids.
Sure it is.
It is. It's a good sport to get involved in.
And it starts tomorrow, which is pretty cool. And we know that there's already a 15,000 season tickets have been sold. There's a waiting list for season tickets. There's a passion for soccer in this community. It's a very high-tech community, which, as we say, people from all over the world live and work here now who are huge fans of the most popular game on the planet. So it'll start this weekend, and it should be fun, and we'll certainly cover it.
The part I'll have problems with is calling it the pitch.
The match.
The field is, it's because of football. I know. I'm going to have a rough time. No, it's the field, the soccer fields. The pitch just doesn't work for me. That's the one that doesn't work.
Let's pay off the B&E fact of the day because we asked, and this is one I think we got the more correct answers to this one than anyone we've ever asked.
Sure.
That's to be expected because I thought it was a pretty easy kind of a layup on a Friday. But in honor of Jackie Robinson, they've retired the number 42. Everybody wore the number yesterday, but no player is allowed to wear the number anymore in Major League Baseball. But the final one was your guy, Buck.
Absolutely. The closer. Coffee's for closers.
Coffee is. There it is. There it is.
You got that right.
Coming out of that Yankee bullpen.
Mr. Automatic.
Mr. Automatic. Except for that one time in Arizona.
Yeah, that
Except
one time.
Except for that one time in Arizona.
Yep.
That my guy Luis Gonzalez got to him and helped our friend Greg Swindell win a world championship with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
That was kind of cool, man. I was at Yankee Stadium from one of these deals where he came out, man.
Dude, I got chills just now when you said that. Watching him 42. That's one of the great sports moments when Mr. Automatic would come out of the pen. And this song is so perfect for it because enter Sandman.
Oh.
Good night. And he'd come in throwing one dang pitch.
Same pitch.
Just sawing off bats.
And over and over and over again.
I mean, we had a B&E fact of the day earlier this week about Greg Maddux, right? I mean, that's to me, Mario Rivera was the Greg Maddux of closers.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't flashy. He didn't overpower you. He was just better than you.
And I was wondering why you can't hit this pitch. This pitch isn't all that. It's the same pitch, by the way. He's going to throw it the next time and the next time and the next time. Nobody could hit it.
Nobody
that one time
could hit it. All right. So congratulations to everybody that got that right. You win nothing. Just the sake of knowing the B&E fact of the day. It's a fun challenge each morning, and we bring it to you each morning at just before 7 o'clock, and then we give you the answer on the other side. And then we get you the headlines, trending topics of your busy Friday morning. UBO Business Services brings you the news, and boy, there are a lot of them, especially from the 40 acres. It starts with UT basketball, Texas women's basketball player. Big congratulations to Charlie Collier, selected by the Dallas Wings with the number one overall pick in the 2021 WNBA draft last night. The 6'5 junior from Mount Bellevue is the second Big 12 player ever drafted number one overall. Coming off that dynamic season, helped the Longhorns do a run to the Elite Eight, and she goes number one overall, and she'll stay in Texas and play for the Dallas franchise. Over on the men's side, new Texas basketball coach Chris Beard announced his first coaching staff at Texas. Three assistants are going to be former UTEP and Fresno State head coach Rodney Terry. He will carry the title of assistant head coach. Former Kansas assistant Jarrence Howard comes in to be a part of the staff, and his one of his top assistants from Texas Tech, Yurik Maligi, will also be on board. Coach Beard also announced that former Texas player and former UT Arlington coach Chris Ogden will serve in an off-court role as the program's managing director. Bob Donawald Jr. also comes from Texas Tech to be in charge of development in a not assistant capacity. But Chris Beard excited about the five coaches he's hired.
Just like when you put together a basketball team, it's not about just the talent. It's about the talent that can play together. That's exactly what we think we nailed with this coaching staff. They were just a bunch of good guys that love basketball. We can't wait to work with each other and win. I know in my conversations with every guy on this staff, that was the first thing we were talking about is winning at Texas on the highest stage and highest level. So I think the thing I'm most excited about is just the chemistry of the group.
Big night on the 40 acres. Number 4 Texas volleyball swept Wright State into the second round of the volleyball tournament. 7th ranked men's tennis, top number 2 Baylor, 5-2. And then the softball team, ranked in the top 10 in the country as well, beats Oklahoma last night in Norman. Other big news from basketball, the sudden word yesterday from former Longhorn and current Brooklyn Nets center LaMarcus Aldridge that he is retiring from the NBA. Experienced an irregular heartbeat during his final appearance with the team this past Saturday against the Lakers. 35-year-old said it worsened after that and scared the heck out of him. He's going to retire and hang him up and not take the risk. He spent 2 seasons at Texas, then was drafted 2nd overall by the Trailblazers in the 2006 draft, where he spent 9 seasons, was a 7-time All-Star in his career, signed with the Spurs back in 2015. Also from the NBA, Lakers big man Anthony Davis has been cleared for full on-court activity. Could be back this weekend for the Lakers. He's been out since Valentine's Day. Lakers went 13-14 in his absence. Golden State Warriors rookie center James Wiseman will miss the rest of the regular season after having surgery to repair a torn meniscus in his right knee. And in Major League Baseball, Rangers beat the Rays again. 3 out of 4 they win in Tampa. Beat them 6-4 last night. Astros took the night off. They'll be in Seattle this weekend.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
The Seattle Seahawks signing of Aldon Smith. I'm wondering if Smith was, if they were worried about him in Dallas since the coach is gone. You know what I mean? Since he didn't have his guy around him.
Tom Sula.
Yeah, maybe they were worried about that. That's why they said, well, we probably got to let him go. He's still borderline out of his mind or something like that. But, well, I mean, this wouldn't have cost him very much. I thought he was okay.
Well, he's their best defensive player for most of the first half of the season. And we know once Dak Prescott got hurt, the season was kind of over and the team just got worse. But now they won some games down the stretch. And Andy
Dalton. Yeah, I didn't get that. That seemed like a no-brainer to keep him. Didn't cost him much.
Yeah, well, I mean, when the Cowboys didn't – I mean, go back to last offseason when they didn't make a run – and re-signed Robert Quinn. They didn't re-sign Byron Jones, the corner. They went other directions. And I think they regret those moves. And we'll see if they regret the move of Aldon Smith, not even really making an effort to bring him back. Now, they know more about him behind the scenes than anybody.
Right.
Jim Tom Sula, the defensive line coach last year, was a big part of bringing Aldon to Dallas and making him a Cowboy. And now he's going to Seattle, where they just lost, you know, they've been looking for pass rush, as a matter of fact. And they did re-sign the kid they got, the big guy they got from, trying to think of the name, the guy they traded for from the Bengals last year, the Seahawks. Now they add Aldon Smith to the other side as Pete Carroll's trying to get back to playing some great defense in the great Northwest. But, busy night, a lot out there. Bottom of the hour, we're going to check in with a good friend of the program. He is a former Texas basketball player. You now know him on the station as a fantasy football expert, but J.D. Lewis is going to jump on, talk about this coaching staff at Texas and his thoughts on LaMarcus Aldridge. He was a teammate of LaMarcus back in his day at Texas, and LaMarcus retiring at 35, very scary situation. But somebody mentioned a Spurs fan, Buck, that cool that the well, when we talk about the career of LaMarcus Aldridge in San Antonio that kind of ended sourly and was kind of ugly. You know, when Greg Popovich was looking to move through the Tim Duncan era and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker, it was going to be built around LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
And Kawhi left.
Yeah, I mean,
LaMarcus didn't know Kawhi was going to up and bolt.
Well, yeah, I mean, he couldn't hold that team up by himself.
Nope. And it would have been a pretty formidable group. I mean, because, you know, in his early 30s, LaMarcus was still a hell of a player. And, you know, Tim Duncan was still there, so he was kind of playing in the co-role with Duncan. And then there was Kawhi. You know, if Kawhi stays and you build around those two, who knows? But obviously Kawhi didn't want to be there.
Yeah, well, LaMarcus Aldridge in his early years could be a face-up player and do a lot of different things to you. But time goes on, by the time he got to the Spurs, Zay, was he not more of a back-to-the-basket kind of guy? With a nice little fadeaway jump shot, he wasn't as much of one-on-one player, right?
Yeah,
by the time he got to the Spurs.
Yeah, he lost a little step once he got to San Antonio for sure.
Yeah, and boy, when he was coming out of Siegelville High School,
man,
McDonald's All-American, that dude.
When he was here, he could face you up and say bye to you.
Yeah, that's the thing you wonder with LaMarcus, Zay, that he never really, because he could have been a big man that shot threes, man. He could have been, but he's that good and skilled shooting the basketball.
Would have liked to, in this current league, would like to seen him be more of a three-point shooter. I don't know if that was Pop wanting to be in a different role, but he could have been dangerous.
Yeah, it's interesting that he never took that extra step out to the three-point line because his shot was built for it.
Yeah.
Like, that high release that he had is one of the smoothest jumpers in NBA history, in my eyes, for a big man. So, yeah, that is interesting that he just never took that next step.
Yeah, that 15-footer was his comfort zone, and he felt good about it, and he was good at it too, though.
Yeah. We'll talk to J.D., bottom of the hour, our man J.D. Liu. We'll talk a little fantasy football with him, too. He's always great. But played with LaMarcus and K.D. and those guys, Rodney Terry on that staff. So we'll talk to him about the new Texas basketball staff, which I know he is very excited about, and a lot of Texas basketball fans are excited about. Props to Charlie Collier. She's the number one pick in the WNBA draft. Let's dive into our coach's corner. It's brought to you by Audiovisual Consultations, avconsultations.com. Get your home theater. Sports watching room set up with Tom. No one will do it better, I promise you.
Yeah, I got that. I got the sound out there, my screened-in porch, so when I fall asleep out there in the screened-in porch.
I've got one of those, too.
It is, like, awesome.
The house we bought had one, and it's fabulous.
Talking about going to sleep.
Yes.
Wind blowing out there.
You know, I did fall asleep last week watching the Masters on the screened-in porch.
Who did not fall asleep at any given time during the match? You always fall asleep.
It's impossible not to.
I know. I tried to watch Harbortown yesterday. I was
like, Jim Nantz. Hello, friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jim. Yeah. I need to take a snooze.
Yeah. But, the screened-in porch is a good thing. And we've got a TV out there. It's nice. Okay. So, Buck, the coach's corner, let's mention this. Somebody did text about Aldon Smith and said, guys, all of his five sacks came in the
early.
First four games of
yes.
the season. So, I mean, Cowboys got to see Aldon Smith up close, and maybe he didn't. And wasn't in shape for the full season. I don't know. I don't know the details, but it did seem curious.
I mean, but I never saw him. He was never a dog.
No, he wasn't. And teams
he wasn't
started
a dog.
Well, teams started to figure out we got to block that guy, and they would give extra,
right.
attention to him. First,
which
few
the other
games.
Side, the other guy should have been coming through.
Yeah,
then.
Where's DeMarcus Lawrence when you need him?
Right,
I mean, that becomes the question for the Cowboys because they've invested heavily in DeMarcus, and really hadn't been the same player since they gave him that huge contract. Same with Jalen Smith, and in the end of the day, the Cowboys signing of Jalen Smith. Prevented them from offering and keeping Byron Jones, the corner, which, boy, if you're a Cowboy fan, which one would you rather have? I think hindsight would tell you for sure you keep the corner because Byron Jones went to Miami and was a big part of that 10-6 team and one of the better defenses in the AFC last year. And he's still in his late 20s, a young player. Or, gosh, what is he, 26, 27 years old?
Right.
And now you're getting into this draft and you're dying for cornerbacks. I think the Cowboys made a mistake there. But.
Well, they're going to make a few mistakes. If Van Der Esch doesn't become a healthy football player, you're talking about a bust.
Yep.
I mean, that
because
is.
Because he flashed, too, and looked like he's going to be a good player. But, yeah,
right.
you can't play if you're not healthy. And he's
no.
got a neck issue you hope is not long-term. They've had some early picks that have not. Tristan Hill, the big kid they took.
That's right.
With their first pick a couple years ago. He
kid
hasn't done
Michigan.
Much of anything. Taco Charlton was a bad pick. And that's what's left this defense vulnerable.
Well, you can't do that in your first-round picks. You can't have bust.
Right. And especially with this team right now, they've got 10 – they have 11 – no, 10 draft picks right now in this draft. And if Mel Kiper is accurate and they're going to trade back a little bit and maybe let the Patriots come up and take Justin Fields.
Yep.
They'll pick up a couple other picks as well, potentially. They've got to fill holes on this defense. I mean, that with as heavy as they are salary cap-wise on their offense, with quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and offensive line, they've got to have some cheap labor on defense, and it's got to come from this draft. And by the way, some of these guys that they have drafted the last couple of years have to step up. I mean, Tristan Hill's got to play. Neville Gallimore, the kid that he took out of Oklahoma last year, has got to develop.
I thought he was starting to. But it just seems like the Cowboys' big men always just flatten out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They come on strong to make a couple plays in certain games, and then it's very similar to the University of Texas, where their guys flash for like two games, and then they disappear for four.
Correct.
So they got to be consistent on that defensive line. And as I said, at linebacker E, that will be the most disappointing, maybe the most disappointing of all, if the guy that they paid all the money to and then the guy with the bad neck, they don't pan out. You're talking a waste now. Waste
gotta
of money and a waste of a draft choice.
Well, because they drafted these guys and they let some good players walk, right? I mean, leave as free agents, and they're supposed to step in and replace them. Now, again, Cowboy fans who are super optimistic say this was mostly about the COVID offseason, and Mike Nolan was a terrible defensive coordinator and didn't teach and coach and didn't know what he was doing. And so that these guys will develop under Dan Quinn. They brought in three new coaches on defense.
And Smith looks really, really good. But sometimes it still looks like he's that step slow. From that injury.
He chases a lot.
He does chase a lot.
He gets a lot of tackles, but I always say, because people say, well, he led the team in tackles. Well, how many of those tackles were 8 yards down the field?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, great. Somebody's got to make the tackle, but he just picked up 6 yards.
He's got straight-out speed, and you've seen him get into the backfield. But
how many impact plays is he making?
He overruns a lot of stuff. He's not in the right place a lot of times.
We also told you earlier that the NFL has announced that it's reached an agreement with three companies, Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel.
Mm.
This is historic stuff here, folks. I mean, people listen to this show for a while. You know, 10 years ago, this was impossible to imagine. Kind of like what we're seeing with the NCAA, right? With all these transfer rules and everything that's changing.
Image
in college.
And likeness, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You would have thought that. Come on. And now it's here. Well, here it is. The NFL announced an exclusive tri-company agreement that will integrate sports betting content from all three of those companies into media on its own website and app.
It's incredible.
So you're able to go to NFL.com and bet on games and do daily fantasy games right through the NFL's website. Caesars also becomes the NFL's first casino sponsor. The multi-year deal is expected to net the league in excess of $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, from doing this show, you and I have been doing it so damn long, it's like, is this really going to happen? I mean, is there really going to be a team in Vegas?
There is.
And now I'm hearing commercials on this very station about casinos coming to the state of Texas.
What the hell
is that?
Well, Texas has been pushing for that. I mean, we're in session.
So I've been pushing for a while. And I go to Oklahoma and give them the money.
Legislature's in session now, and this has always been, why are we
giving our money to Oklahoma and Louisiana?
Yeah, how many Texans go across the border into those states to gamble and go to the casinos? Why wouldn't you just make it legal here? And have them stay here and have other people come here. You imagine...
Yeah, why don't you just let me lose my new house right here in the state? I don't have to go anywhere.
You're going to go. you're going to cross the border. If you want to go do it, you're going to do it.
I've never been to Oklahoma to gamble. They're never getting my money. Only thing they get is
Louisiana,
my gas money.
Though. Coushatta. Oh.
Lake Charles. Hell yeah, I've been there.
They've taken your money.
Yes, they have.
New Orleans, you know, you get there on the
boat, the little boat there.
That great casino right there next to
the river boat, right,
man.
There.
Harrah's, ooh,
yeah,
trouble.
We're down there for that New Year's Day game. Yeah, I was there. I was there for a week.
You were at that casino when the Ron McKelvey, Ron Weaver story.
I was at that casino when my phone, bzz, bzz, we need you at a meeting. I'm like, oh hell, what have my guys done now? Is this like a solo meeting? Nope. It's a team meeting.
Did you say, hey, Johnny Mac, I'm on a run here on the craps table. Can we do this later?
Oh, God, I got something going here on roulette. Can you stop now? I got black 11 going right now.
You were on the slot machine.
I was on the roulette game. I didn't know how to play craps at that time. At that time, back in those days, I didn't know anything about craps. I just went over to the tables and listened to all the good times they were having and everybody screaming and yelling. But then I learned how to play craps, and I head right there, right off the bat now.
That's awesome. It says there is a casino outside of Livingston, Texas. It's on an Indian reservation. It's the only one in the state.
Where the hell is that at? Where's Livingston, Texas?
Down north of Houston. Lake Livingston. Kind of what's up by Sam Houston State. Am I right about that? There's Lake Conroe, and then there's Lake Livingston up, yeah.
Too far. I need to go to Big Bend.
That's further.
I know. But it's a better drive out 10.
You
that
want a
way.
Casino? Don't be putting a casino in Marfa. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Big Ben.
Alpine. Put one right dead smack in the middle of Alpine. Lajitas Resort and Casino and that golf course at Lajitas.
Hey,
thank you very
come
much.
Come on, now you're starting to sound like Yellowstone, our favorite TV show. They're putting casinos and airports.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's go.
Leave well enough alone.
Eagle Pass. I've heard of that before, too.
Ooh, I have, too. That's down
there. Yeah.
Eagle Pass is down, Alvin Coast area.
Yeah, they're pushing this, but it hadn't passed here. It hadn't passed in years. It's not going to happen.
Hey, when we come back, we'll talk some Texas hoops. Our good buddy J.D. Lewis, former great colleague of ours, who was smart enough to get out of radio and get into commercial real estate. I'm sure he's doing great right now. But he also played basketball at Texas and played alongside LaMarcus Aldridge, Kevin Durant and company. And I'll get his thoughts on LaMarcus's career. And then, of course, this new coaching staff, Chris Beard in the house. And the coaching staff he's building, we'll talk to JD. Also, the hot or not topics for the end of the hour. It's a busy Friday, a Bud Light Friday here on B&E, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. And we are always streaming live on the Horn app, live at hornfm.com, and on our Twitch channel. Appreciate you being with us.
Well, we clearly have traffic challenges here this morning with the weather, with the foggy and drizzly conditions continuing across central Texas. And the delays are happening in the routine spots, I-35 and Round Rock southbound near Highway 79, 290 to the deck, slow on the interstate. Northbound I-35 from Onion Creek to Stassi, Oldthorpe to Cesar Chavez is stop and go. Here's some good news on FM 969 east of Toll 130. That crash has cleared, and so traffic moving a little bit better there. But southbound on Capital Texas Highway north of 2222, a crash with injuries there. No doubt going to be some backups. Southbound frontage of I-35 at MLK, a reported fender bender there. I'm Don Miller, and that's your traffic.
Caliper CBD powder, folks. Listen, game changer here. I'm telling you, I'm on the CBD train in a big way. I know Bucky's been talking about it with the oil-based products and the things he loves, but I am a big believer in the Caliper fast-acting CBD powder. It's the only one of its kind on the market. See this if you're watching on Twitch. I've got my little cup of tea, and I pour the prepackaged powder of CBD into my tea in the morning and mix it together. Don't taste it, but it's fast acting. It's clinically proven, and it brings all the benefits that we know CBD provides the body, but it delivers them in 30 times more and does it in the first 30 minutes. Does it so much faster as it absorbs into your body as you the powder, you know, drink it with anything you're drinking in the morning, coffee, tea, a glass of water. And the CBD packets come prepackaged with the 20 milligrams of powder. You pour it in there. It's so simple to use. It is really, really good. It's going through rigorous purity. It is patented and flavored. Doesn't taste like anything, so you don't even notice it, but you get the benefits from it, and it really, really is great. And I want you to try it. Here's the deal with the Caliper CBD. If this is something you're interested in, you can get 20% off your first order when you use my promo code at caliper.com. It's TriCaliper. Remember this website, TriCaliper.com/Erin. My first name, E-R-I-N. You can try Caliper CBD for 30 days. And if you don't love it like I do, they'll give you a full refund. So it's a risk-free opportunity. It's TriCaliper.com/Erin. Don't forget that promo code E-R-I-N. You'll save 20% off that first order. Plus, if you don't like it, they'll give you the full refund. It's really, really great stuff, folks. Caliper CBD powder. Game changer here. TriCaliper.com/Erin. E-R-I-N.
Drivers, start your engines. The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is on now. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 0% APR on the 2021 Honda Pilot, Passport, or redesigned Ridgeline.
From your local Central Texas Honda dealers, online at centraltexashondadealers.com.
See dealer for financing details.
Diamonds Direct Spectacular Storewide Spring Sale is on now for a limited time. Get an extra 20% savings on virtually everything. Rings, earrings, pendants, eternity bands, colored gemstones, gorgeous designer jewelry. It's our first spring sale in 2 years, and we're breaking all the rules. Top designers have flown in their entire collections, with each piece on sale. 20% savings off Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable value price. We're talking extreme value. Shop online or in store. Even open this Sunday noon till 5. Diamonds Direct, official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
Arthritis and chronic pain are robbers, stealing your livelihood, and worse, the things you enjoy most. But thanks to new regenerative cell treatments at QC Kinetics, you can stop them in their tracks, just like Boyd.
I used to run 10Ks quite often, probably three times a week. I would cycle 40 miles at a time. My knees started bothering me real bad. It would just collapse on me.
Doctors recommended steroids for Boyd.
For 10 years, I had the shots put in them that would take care of it for a couple months. Then the pain would come back.
Short-term solutions mask the pain, but modern regenerative cell treatments at QC Kinetics help repair damaged tissue, diminishing the level of pain.
Well, at one time, it would have been a 10. It brought it down to zero. I would highly suggest that it's worked real well for me. I walk 4 to 5 miles a day.
Don't let pain rob one more day. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation. QC Kinetics, 512-593-4303 in Austin and Round Rock. Call 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Leasing. I want to send a big thank you to all of our clients for sharing the reasons that they do business with Apple Leasing, and all of you that send in your awesome reviews. Since 1986, over 35 years, Apple Leasing has been helping Central Texas with the easiest way to lease a new or pre-owned vehicle. The beautiful thing about Apple's simple interest lease is that with one phone call, the 512 512- 346-9977, you can learn about which vehicles hold the value the very best and have the biggest rebates. Our job is to find you the vehicle that best fits your needs and your budget. I know the past year has presented challenges like never before. As the pandemic winds down, the automotive industry is facing a huge inventory challenge. Again, Apple Leasing's ability to acquire any make or model vehicle at fleet pricing from our network of dealers that surround the state serves you very well. So if you want to drive a new car or truck and only pay for the new half, call Apple Leasing at 512-346-9977 or click appleleasing.com.
Hey folks, this is your Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. Two of America's greatest icons are joining forces to create a truly dynamic duo. Pepsi, America's favorite soft drink, is teaming up with Texas, America's greatest state, to celebrate the Texas Tastemakers. Now it's time to celebrate the taste of your Texas with the Tastemakers who combine the pride of the great state of Texas and the spirit of Pepsi. Texas, the great state, and Pepsi's great taste. Everything in Texas is larger than life, and the spirit of Pepsi adds flavor to life. Pepsi Like Texas has something for everyone. Pepsi Original, Pepsi Zero Sugar, Wild Cherry, and the newest flavor, Mango. Check out the Texas Tastemakers at PepsiTasteOfYourTexas.com.
The savings are plenty at Specs in the Spring. A selection so big, it's fit for a king. Shop fine wines, rare spirits, and craft beers galore. For same-day delivery, just order by four. With experts on pairing your wine with your dine, let Specs turn tonight into your time to shine. Selection and savings, convenience and cheer. At Specs, the fun starts here. Texas family-owned since 1962.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Sure is. Remember that text number. Text to win some Texas Rangers tickets this weekend. Rangers are hot. Just took 3 out of 4 in Tampa. And they're playing Baltimore this weekend up at Globe Life Field. Text all one word, Baseball Saturday or Baseball Sunday, to the number 512-451-5653. That's 451-5653. And you could be a winner to tickets to either or game. So if you want to go to one or both, or just text that number.
There's Zay. Zay's trying to slide in some Tower of Power on me, thinking I won't know that song. So
well, you know the Tower of Power.
I do know the Tower of
Power. Are they an Ohio band?
No, San Francisco.
Ooh. Who's the big Ohio band you like?
The Ohio Players.
The Ohio Players, duh.
The Ohio Players, yeah, duh.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb? Duh.
Yeah, Tower of Power, by the way, their lead singer spent a lot of time in Austin, Texas, USA, America.
Who doesn't want to live in Austin, Texas,
man.
USA, America?
He can sing. He can go.
Including our next guest on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. You probably know him these days as, the fantasy football expert here on the Horn, J.D. Lewis. But J.D. was part of some of the more talented teams Texas basketball has ever put on the court in the Rick Barnes era back in the middle 2000s. And he joins us on the Vaqueros Hotline. J.D., how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, guys. A little muggy out here this morning, but otherwise I'm doing great.
Yeah, be careful out there. Nasty. But I know you got a busy day, so I appreciate you being with us. But, boy, you played at Texas for 3 seasons after transferring in from junior college, J.D., and did you know at the time just how talented the teams you were on were with guys like, LaMarcus and P.J. Tucker, Daniel Gibson, Kevin Durant? I mean, these were really, really good teams you were a part of.
Yeah, I think when you're 19, 20, 21 years old, you don't think really anything smart. So I don't think that you're like aware of what's going on and how the greatness that is around you. But at the time, I definitely loved and appreciated the situation I was in because I was on teams that won games and had potentials to win championships.
You did. Tell our audience about LaMarcus Aldridge. We saw him as a player. He came in from Seagoville as a McDonald's All-American and off to the NBA. He retired yesterday. What kind of buddy was he, teammate, all that kind of stuff?
He was a great teammate. Everyone, I think, has talked about how he's a little bit reserved. He keeps his inner circle close, and that's always been the case with LaMarcus. And, but having him as a teammate, you always saw that he worked very hard. I mean, one of the things when we played that was really interesting, I think, was just that everybody after a grueling 2-3 hour practice would still come back and shoot for another hour because that just was the culture around you. And a lot of that started with guys like P.J. Tucker and LaMarcus Aldridge and Daniel Gibson and Brad Buckman and all those guys that kind of showed us the way when I came in my sophomore year. And so seeing LaMarcus working hard, when I got here, he had just come off the hip injury. And so he was spending a ton of time just shooting. And you could see him just develop this even better jumper during that 1 year period that he was dealing with that injury.
J.D., when you watch him, he was such a face-up shooter when he was at Texas. And in his early years in the NBA. And then as he got a little bit older, and I don't know if maybe that hip came back to bother him, but he had his back to the basket and you know, when he got to the Spurs and, of course, later on in his career. But his early years, man, that guy could take you. He could take you down and he could still shoot that. He could shoot the 15-foot jumper like nobody's business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guy moves so smoothly for a 7-footer. I mean, he's right there, 6'11", 7 feet. And he's got that smooth mid-range game, no doubt. And the patented over-the-shoulder kind of little fadeaway shot that was almost impossible to block. When you're that tall with those long arms and you're using the high release, and that was something that Barnes always really focused on, yeah, you're going to be unstoppable. And so he had a run in the NBA. I mean, you look back at his career and take away just kind of the last couple seasons, and he's like a 19-8 kind of guy with a peak of a run where he's going 23, 24 a game and 10 rebounds plus. I mean, so yeah, absolutely. He was a total beast. You know, it was sad. I felt bad for him when he left Portland with an up-and-coming Damian Lillard and some of those guys to go to San Antonio, where it looked like it was going to be a great spot, and then Kawhi Leonard just kind of leaves him. And so that I always felt bad for LaMarcus from that perspective, because then he kind of had to carry the load in San Antonio that he was trying to get away from having to do when he left Portland.
Yeah, and they, as you said, those guards emerged, and what could have been. Gosh, what could have been, as we told our audience earlier, J.D., you know, Kevin Durant came in the following year, your junior year, and then he went played the one season. But, you know, the Portland Trailblazers could have drafted LaMarcus and Kevin Durant back-to-back years if they had been wise enough and they could have played together. What a great story that could have been. But then you saw the comet that was Kevin Durant, who's still going, and J.D. Lewis is with us. But big part of that, J.D., with Rick Barnes was Rodney Terry, who's now back as part of this Chris Beard coaching staff. Give us your thoughts on what you're watching here with Chris Beard, the staff he's putting together, and the excitement he's bringing to the program.
I'm fired up. And if you're a Texas fan, I don't know how you can't be seeing what's going on and also be fired up. You know, Coach Terry actually recruited me to Texas. So he was my guy. And so the fact that I think that he went to Fresno State and then UTEP and got this head coaching experience to go with the fact that he's already an incredible recruiter. He's already got the pipeline here in Texas. That's a home run hire for Coach Beard. You know, Chris Ogden, I think, being managing director and just being a part of things, but not necessarily, I guess, on the bench or doing the coaching and all of that stuff. Like, that'll be really fun to see. He knows absolutely what he's doing. He's plugged in as well, coming from UTA. Like, the experience on this coaching staff is what is really firing me up, because we needed X's and O's. We need to see player development. And out of this group of guys, if we don't see player development, I mean, I don't know where you're going to get it from.
You know, Chris Beard is a special guy when you follow his career. And I love those bottom-up guys. I mean, sleeping in your car, doing all those things just to be, you know, semi-pro teams, doing all that kind of stuff. He's so confident in what he does because he had to grow up being confident. I mean, when you sleep in your car, you got to be a pretty confident guy to spend some nights in your dadgum car.
Yeah, you know, when you're a sales guy and someone is calling on you being a sales guy, you know, a lot of people think it's pretty annoying. But I think for, like, me personally, I appreciate the heck out of that, because I appreciate the grind. And you know that Beard has had to endure and go through that grind, and nothing that he does is going to get in his way. I mean, nothing. There are going to be no immovable obstructs now that he has the power of the University of Texas behind him and the resources that are here. And so I'm with you, Buck. I love that about him more than anything, because the guy is not afraid to roll up his sleeves and go to work. And when he came to his press conference and he said he wanted all the former players, as many of the former players to be there as they could, and we got to be in there and meet with him and everything. I mean, he was fantastic. He fired us up. I mean, he huddled us up afterwards. I felt like I was in a huddle back in college. Where he's like, hey, guys, I need every one of you to be involved. We need this. Let's turn this thing around. And there's no way not to be hyped about it.
Yeah. J.D. Lewis is with us, the pride of Amarillo, Texas. And, of course, the University of Texas now doing great things here in Austin. That's pretty cool. So you got to be a part of that. And I know Chris mentioned, Coach Beard mentioned that he was just humbled that T.J. Ford drove in from Houston to be a part of that. I mean, that's something, when he talks about uniting the program, it's something it needs. I mean, whatever Shaka Smart was, winning and losing, you know, it didn't feel like there was that gravity with the players just being around the program, wanting to be around the program. Chris Beard's going to insist on it.
Yeah, and with Coach Smart, I mean, he said all the right things and did all the right things when he got here. He said the same things. I want you to be involved. I want you guys to be around. They have extended invites, but that kind of felt like it fizzled out a little bit over time, and I don't think Beard's going to let anything fizzle out over time. You know, even CDC was talking about how much of a pain in his butt he was going to be because he knew that he was going to make him do everything that he told him he was going to make him do.
Yeah, not going to forget long memories with J.D. Lewis. J.D., tell us about Rodney Terry. Isaiah Collier, our producer, his father coaches at Bowie High School, and Rodney, out of St. Edward's, started his career at Bowie as an assistant, and speaking of the grind, climbing the ladder, so you've seen his growth, but he recruited you. What kind of coach is Rodney?
I mean, he's a heck of a coach, and I think, like I said earlier, I think his strength really historically had been recruiting, but now that he's gone off and gotten the head coaching experience and has kind of the X's and O's and everything to add to that, I mean, he's always had that. He's got a great basketball mind. He's a good coach, and he can motivate kids. And so he's the type of coach you want to play for. And you know, the other thing I want to say about Coach Beard, too, now that I just kind of, you know, reminded myself, he coaches kids hard. And I'm sure y'all heard in that press conference how he said that the way that you coach kids hard, but allow them to know that you still respect them is by having a relationship off of the court, that it's not, you know, to be able to bifurcate from the player on the court and the player off the court is so important for motivating young kids. And that's something I think that Beard and the rest of this coaching staff totally understand.
He's J.D. Lewis. J.D., appreciate it, my friend. I know you've got a busy day. We wanted some insights from you and knew you had some intimate knowledge of all these big stories that are out there this morning. And we'll lean back on you when it's fantasy football time. But certainly basketball season is going to be fun. So thanks for jumping on with us.
Thank you, J.D.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah, you guys give me a call anytime. You know, fantasy doesn't stop these days. I'm doing the dynasty stuff where you manage your team year-round. Oh, so no. It doesn't stop.
It doesn't hit. NFL drafts in 2 weeks. I know you'll be eager to see who lands where and who can be immediate impact players, and we'll lean back on you. J.D., thanks, man.
Thank you, J.D.
All right, man. Thanks, guys.
All right, J.D. Lewis, a lot there. He's a teammate of LaMarcus Aldridge, who has retired yesterday, which came out of the blue. But, you know, that had to be a tough decision for LaMarcus, Buck, because that's a team that could win a championship. You know, when they get healthy. Now, to this point, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden have played all of, what, 7 games together? Because of the injuries and just the load management, but can they bring the chemistry? But that's a team that he was going to be a part of winning a ring potentially. And but, you know, the fact that he uncovered this and discovered this heart issue before it became a tragedy, that's the best story, right? He's got
Absolutely.
A lot of money in the bank. He can take care of his health, put himself number one, and live a long, healthy life. That's
get
the
on
most.
That treadmill and get your exercise in, but don't get on that court. And he understood that real quick.
Yeah, that's scary, man. A regular heartbeat in a game against the Lakers, then it worsened and ended up in the hospital and said, you know what? That's got to be it for me.
Yeah, for sure.
I can't risk this. And J.D. Lewis, good dude. And check him out with all the fantasy football. He's on Twitter at, I'll get his, what is it? J.D. Lewis FF or whatever. He's a fantasy football expert without question. But he also, what a great, how about that, Buck? You're playing LaMarcus Aldridge, Daniel Gibson, P.J. Tucker. Then here comes Kevin Durant for a year. You're just the shooter.
I know.
That is awesome. Some of the most talented teams Texas has ever fielded. No doubt about it. All right, we'll come back. I'll get you J.D. Lewis's fantasy football Twitter account. You need to have that. We'll also get the hot or not topics, things we've missed on this nasty Friday morning. Be careful out there, folks. As J.D. mentioned, it is misty and foggy. Visibility is really, really poor. The streets are wet, so be careful. We'll get you there live, local, and digital here on The Horn. Hot or not next.
Well, we clearly have traffic challenges here this morning with the weather, with the foggy and drizzly conditions continuing across Central Texas. And the delays are happening in the routine spots, I-35 and Round Rock southbound near Highway 79, 290 to the deck, slow on the interstate. Northbound I-35 from Onion Creek to Stassi, Oldthorpe to Cesar Chavez is stop and go. Here's some good news on FM 969 east of Toll 130. That crash is cleared, and so traffic moving a little bit better there. But southbound on Capital Texas Highway north of 2222, a crash with injuries there. No doubt going to be some backups. Southbound frontage of I-35 at MLK, a reported fender bender there. I'm Don Miller, and that's your traffic.
Hey Austin, Craig Way here for my friends at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC. They want you to enjoy 2021 without the hassle of glasses or contacts. Sharp Vision is offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. You know the saying, hindsight is 20/20. Well, if you're still putting off LASIK, it's pretty clear another year has gone by and you're still dealing with contacts, glasses, or less than perfect vision. Make the break. Stop putting off LASIK. If you don't get LASIK this year, you'll simply be 1 year older when you do. Sharp Vision is here to make hassle-free, clear vision your reality. For LASIK, starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval, go online or call 512-596-2020 to schedule your free consultation today. With guaranteed financing approval, you can be assured to enjoy all of 2021 with new vision and no hassles. That's 512-596-2020. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
This is a paid advertisement for legal services. Attention past and present semiconductor and microelectronic workers. If you worked at a Motorola or another semiconductor plant, your children may be entitled to compensation. Birth defects have been linked to toxic chemicals and solvents used in semiconductor and computer chip cleanrooms. So if you were working at Motorola or any other semiconductor plant, and your child was born with skeletal, organ, or limb deformities, blindness, cerebral palsy, genetic damage, or other problems, they could be entitled to compensation. Call the law office of Gallagher, DeRobertis & Waxman at 1-844-99-TOXIC. If you are a current or former semiconductor and microelectronics worker, and your child is suffering from birth defects, call 1-844-99-TOXIC. This is a paid advertisement for legal services by Gallagher, DeRobertis & Waxman, with offices located in Texas, Hawaii, California.
Henna Chevrolet takes the stress out of car buying.
The compassion, the respect, the savings that I experienced from the Henna sales team were second to none.
We treat you how we'd want to be treated.
Henna provided the most respectful, professional, and caring experience I've ever had at a dealership. And I saved almost $5,000, too.
For a lower price made easy, find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com. People who like more money like Henna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry. So after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Henna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Find new roads.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. No one is funnier than you. People laugh just thinking about the things you've said. I'm laughing at one of them right now. Coworkers repeat your jokes at the office, but they're never as good as when you tell them, and shame on them for trying. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better knowing you could save when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Although I'm sure you'd have a funnier way to say that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Move into your new dream home Wow. without leaving your old one. When you hire the professionals as CertaPro Painters, painting is the perfect way to renew and refresh the home you love. You can trust the proven experts at CertaPro Painters to handle every detail. Worry-free from start to finish. Painting inside or out, you deserve service you can count on. Get your project started today with a free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Custom Athletic Apparel. What up, ATX? It's Snoop Daniel. CustomAthleticApparel.net. From peewee to varsity, all your uniform needs. Duffel bags, canopies, table covers, masks, gaiters. CustomAthleticApparel.net. Attention booster clubs. Custom Athletic Apparel can do all your fundraising swag. 10% off your first order. Tell them you heard it on the horn. CustomAthleticApparel.net. A locally owned business. Give my friends a call. 567-2334. CustomAthleticApparel.net.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs wine, spirits, and finer foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings. What's hot? And what's not?
This segment brought to you by Altstadt Beers, brewed right here in the heart of the Hill Country. Check out their state-of-the-art brewery, tap room, and restaurant next time you're in Fredericksburg. Altstadt Beers, no impurities, no regrets.
Hot and not on a Friday. The weather not hot. You know that if you're out in it. Here's a hot. This says the guy's Rodney Terry, who's now the associate head coach at Texas Buck. This guy says, was my seventh grade typing teacher and basketball coach at Porter Middle School.
Yeah, man, I love typing
1990.
Class.
1990. I did not do good at my typing in the seventh grade.
I was good, man. I was good at typing. My mother was a secretary, so.
Well, see, I thought I had it all figured out because I was kind of paying attention in typing class, and we had this teacher who, for the first month, everything was good. Then you came in one day, and she had put white stickers on top of every key.
Really?
Yes. She gave you a month to memorize. She didn't even tell you it was coming. Or if she did, I didn't listen.
Oh, looking down and doing all that stuff?
Yes.
I was good at me. I love typing. Then I love typing class.
I did too until that point. Then I again.
What were you had to look down for? You didn't get the feel?
But she covered up all the keys.
No, you didn't need to. Come on. No, that's what it is. You don't need to look at the keys.
Duh, I knew that now. But seventh grade?
Woo.
She pulled a fast one, but yeah, Rodney Terry climbed the ladder and began that coaching career at Porter Middle School, which is now the Barbara Jordan School, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was Porter Middle School. Now then he was at Bowie with Isaiah Collier's dad as a Bowie Bulldog. Zay, what's up and hot or not?
What's cracking, fellas? What's cracking? So, Dr. J, Julius Irvin, was asked on Danny Green's podcast, who would he be rooting for when it comes to the Sixers and the Nets? And if you don't know, Dr. J played for those teams back during his heyday, so he obviously has ties to them. And he said he will be rooting for Philly because.
Of course he will.
Yeah, he doesn't like the way the Nets have got their players to Brooklyn, which he. He threw the Yankees out there, said they're kind of buying a championship.
He threw kinda, who out there?
Your Yankees, bud.
What's wrong with that
guy? Dr. J.
It's one of my – I got a classic picture of Dr. J. Don't be talking about the Yankees. Stay in your lane. ABA fro guy Nets.
I'm with Julius on this 100%. I mean, there's the Nets are really easy to dislike. There's a lot of reasons for it. Now, I know Kevin Durant's a part of that, and he's a former Longhorn, but You know, he and Kyrie Irving, and Kyrie's kind of he's a different guy for sure. And then, you know, they're easy to dislike. I mean, and now you got all the games that they're taking off and all they just kind of, they seem to be very casual about their pursuit of a championship. Do they not?
Of course they do.
It's not, if they get it, and I don't think they're going to, because I think in the end, I think it's a slap in the face to a team like Philadelphia who's been together, been playing together, built together, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and now bringing in the new coach. But, you know, these guys have played like seven or eight games together all year long. It just seems like a casual way to go about trying to win a championship.
Yeah, Dr. J's right. He's a Sixer guy. Ask him if his daughter still likes him. You know, that's a tough one because he did spin it with the ABA and that crazy-looking ball that they used to have with the
and
Nets.
And he never played in
the
Brooklyn.
Big fro.
He never played in Brooklyn. He played for the New Jersey Nets.
New Jersey Nets, that's right.
So they were Jersey.
That's right. They weren't even New York. No, we can't like them.
By the way, I said the school. The school is the Ann Richards School. I apologize. So Barbara Jordan, that's the airport.
That's the
Ann
airport,
Richards
yes.
is the school now. Ann Richards School for girls there in South Austin. But yeah, I'm all with Dr. J on that 100%. I am not rooting for the Brooklyn Nets. Like, I'll root for the Lakers over the Nets.
I'm a Sixer guy anyway. I got to be rooting for the Sixers. That's right. Even with the Doc Rivers.
That's true. You know, when you went to Boston College, you were that annoying guy that hated the Celtics and loved the Sixers.
I loved the Sixers then. Hated the Celtics.
That was good, though, and you held your own
great.
In Boston because that was not a popular opinion in Beantown at the time.
I was not a popular athlete there because everybody hated the Sixers. I didn't like the Red Sox. I loved the Yankees. Those were not like school days. Those were tough days there for sure.
School days.
Yeah, tough days.
I love it. Zay, you got anything else?
Nope, that's it, fellas.
I have something for you guys.
Okay.
So the Washington football team, NFL football team, they still are going to go by the Washington football team as their name this season.
Okay.
But they've put an email out to their season ticket holders with a list of 19 names that they want their season ticket holders to potentially vote on and pick their top two. Can I give you some of these, see if you like them?
Okay.
The Washington Aces.
No, thank you.
The First City Football Club.
I don't think so. It's not Sake.
The Washington Archers. These are all in alphabetical order.
The Archway?
So.
No. What is it, France?
The Beacons. Stop me when you hear one you like. The Belters. Okay. The Red Tails. Now, I've been a fan of the Red Tails. I like that a lot. You can keep the same burgundy color and color scheme that's named after what? The pilots? The Red Tails. I like this.
Yep. Tuskegee Airmen.
They can't be the Razorbacks, can they? Yeah, the Tuskegee Airmen. They can't be the Razorbacks.
No, they cannot.
Because that's, I guess, calling in the Hogs? I don't know. That's been taken. The Defenders.
What are they, Land Rover? The Defender? What is? No, you can't. No.
The Washington Football Team. I think they're getting a lot of votes for that, for people just to keep it. But I would change it to the Washington Football Club.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you could be the WFC, right? You just be the WFC, Washington Football Club. You could have gear. Keep your uniforms the same. I like Washington Football Club. Washington Griffins, my son's oldest son's name. Can't vote for that. That's like a dragon, right?
I think it's a bird, isn't it?
The Griffin? The Warriors. What about the Washington Warriors?
Nah.
Because we already have the Golden State Warriors. Is that anything so far for you?
Yeah, they should just stick with the football team.
The Swifts, the Commodores, or, you know, Commanders. I'm sorry, Commodores. Commanders.
Washington Wild Hogs.
Oh. Here's one, Washington, D.C. Football Club that they can vote on.
Yeah.
The Wild Hogs, the Red Wolves will be popular, I think.
The Ambassadors.
Yeah, just stick with Washington Football Club.
Yeah, now we're used to it now.
I like Red Tails. I do like Red Tails. I will be on record with that. If I were a season ticket holder of the Washington team, which I'm not, I would vote Washington Football Club, Red Tails.
Red Tails are Renegades.
There we go.
I'm buying Renegades, too. I see that up there.
I'm for Red Tails, but there we go. We come back. We will continue these conversations on a nasty Friday. Also, how did Justin Fields' pro day go yesterday at Ohio State? Why do I keep calling him Terrell Pryor? Justin Fields. There had a who's who of NFL coaches and GMs on hand in Columbus to watch Justin Fields throw. And I'm going to ask you this question, Buck. Is he the forgotten quarterback in this group? Is Justin Fields being undervalued in this draft? We'll talk about it with you. Also, the other top stories. Longhorn goes number one overall in the WNBA draft last night. Details to come.
Specs is taking home delivery to the next level. Actually, it's more like the next level, because Specs is now offering same-day delivery to Texas. You heard that right. Specs is now delivering all of your favorites right to your door with same-day delivery. And it's all done directly through the Specs website. Visit specsonline.com and get the good times delivered today. With Specs, the fun starts here.
Same-day delivery applies to orders placed before 4 p.m.
Dr. Greg Eckert, folks. Dr. Greg Eckert, my dentist, Austin's dentist, Bucky's dentist. He's everybody's dentist. He's tremendous. And but, you know, they've had some hard luck over it through the ice storm of February. Dr. Eckert and his team had some serious water damage. They had busted pipes, and they're really having to essentially rebuild the dentistry there on Far West, just off of Far West. And so they're going to be shut down until mid-June. But here's what Dr. Eckert wants you to know. He's still there for you. Absolutely, he and his team, because as they rebuild and get everything back online, they have satellite offices that they're using and other dentist shops that are friends with Dr. Eckert is friendly with, so they can continue your care. If you've got existing things that are going on that you were doing pre the freeze, they can help you and get those done. If you want to start something new, they can also get that rolling and pick it up in real time in June when they reopen. But still there for you. Dr. Greg Eckert, he's your Austin dentist. Phone number 345-3166. That's 345-3166, and that's the message. Just because they're shut down right now doesn't mean they can't help you and serve you for all of your dental needs. That sleep apnea we talk about with the sleep appliance I was always telling you about, give them a call. Just set up the appointment, talk to them, and they'll make it happen. 512-345-3166. It's Dr. Greg Eckert with a U, UECKERT.
Legislative advertising paid for by Las Vegas Sands Corp. Arranged by Julia Adanza. For years, Texans have been boosting the economies of neighboring states, spending billions of tourism and gambling dollars at casinos in Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Billions that could help fund our schools and our public safety.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Our legislature is considering a plan. A plan that would allow Texans to vote this fall to bring four world-class destination resorts and casinos to Texas. Premier gaming, destination shopping, world-class restaurants, and new entertainment venues.
But it's not all just fun and games. This plan would boost Texas's economy, create tens of thousands of jobs, and help fund vital services like schools and public safety right here at home.
Learn more at txdra.com, because Texans should have the right to vote on this important issue.
Diamonds Direct's spectacular store-wide spring sale is on. Now for a limited time. Get an extra 20% savings on virtually everything. Rings, earrings, pendants, eternity bands, colored gemstones, gorgeous designer jewelry. It's our first spring sale in 2 years. And we're breaking all the rules. Top designers have flown in their entire collections. With each piece on sale. 20% savings off Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable value price. We're talking extreme value. Shop online or in-store. Even open this Sunday noon till 5. Diamonds Direct. Official jeweler of the Dallas Cowboys at the Domain.
Did you know that one in every three adults in the U.S. are sleep deprived? And with losing an hour to daylight savings, sleep is more important than ever. That's why Factory Mattress is supporting Sleep Awareness Month during our Spring Into Sleep event by addressing the most common reasons for not upgrading your mattress. Save up to $1,000.